Good morning. I am Commissioner Dick Marzano, Port of Tacoma President, calling to order a special meeting of the Port of Tacoma Commission on July 16th, 2026. The time is now 10:17. Also present are Commissioners Kristen Ang, Deanna Keller, and JT Wilcox. Commissioner John McCarthy is joining us remotely. We do have a quorum. Our meeting is being held at the Fabulous Center and streamed live on the meeting page of the Port of Tacoma's website at www.portoftacoma.com. Executive session. The commission will now meet in executive session until 12 noon to discuss one item of minimum price for a lease of real estate item under RCW 42-.30.110 parentheses 1 parentheses C and two potential litigation items under RCW 42.30.110 parentheses 1 and parentheses I. Eric.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director, Port of Tacoma. The factors that are allowed to be discussed during executive session that relate to real estate are the size and zoning of the property, the distance from and connectivity to deepwater marine terminals, the potential for job creation, and consistency with the port's strategic plan. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Good afternoon. I am Commission President Dick Marzano. The time now is 12 p.m. We were in executive session from 10:15 to 11:33 to discuss one item price for lease of real estate under RCW 42.30.110 parentheses 1 parentheses C and two potential litigation items under RCW 42.30.110 parentheses 1 parentheses a little I small I. Commissioner John McCarthy remotely joined the executive session at the start of the meeting, but he will not be in attendance for this public meeting. So what I'd like to do is, let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And usually in July at this time, I'd be saying, why can't we have this meeting outside because it's so nice? Well, I'm not going to say that this time, so. We have right now the approval of the agenda. Our first item is to approve that. Is there anyone here who would like to make a change on the posted agenda? Seeing none, the agenda stands as posted. Executive Director's Report, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director, Port of Tacoma. A number of things to mention. First of all, yesterday we had the groundbreaking for the final stage of the Highway 167 project.
Could you repeat that a little louder, please?
I can say it a little louder. We had, and the line of the day came from Tribal Chairman Sterry, who said, the tribe has been here from time immemorial and we're used to being patient, but this has taken a long time. So Commissioner Keller represented you. We also had Commissioner Ang and McCarthy were there. It was a happy event, and looking forward to having the ribbon cutting later on in a few years. But that's a big deal. We sponsored Pride Fest last weekend. We had over 1,000 people come to our booth. That was great. We also sponsored the Showbox concert at Dune Park last weekend, and we had about 900 people at that. That was great. And so we've had our public outreach is really going strong. The Environmental Department has submitted an application for a Charge Where You Are grant to the Department of Ecology for 10 electric chargers for our maintenance fleet, and we're hopeful that we'll get that. We've also gotten some good news from the Department of Commerce. There's a clean building standard that was passed by the legislature a few years ago that you need to assess your buildings for energy efficiency. A couple of our buildings have passed that, and we've been given some early adopter credits for that of $30,000 to $40,000. So that's really great. Finally, some good news on the Maritime Center. The dock was towed around the corner from Marine Floats, which used to operate on the same site where we're building our building. That was towed around the corner yesterday, and they've started putting in the pilings today. The fish window has opened up, and so you'll see the dock being installed over the next couple of weeks. That's great. On the federal front, the Army Corps of Engineers Seattle District Colonel is changing. There's a change of command ceremony tomorrow. Colonel Sanborn is relinquishing her command to Colonel Adams, and I will be up there for that to meet the new colonel. That's the middle of the day tomorrow up at the commander's house at the Hiram Chittenden Locks. And then finally, on a happy note, I guess these are all happy notes, but a particularly happy note, our clerk, Helen Hickman, has received her certification as a certified municipal clerk. And it took a three years of training, and I want to give her recognition and a round of applause. So that's actually quite an accomplishment. That's not an easy certification to get, and so I want to recognize that, and that's the end of my report.
Thank you. We're now at public comment, and we would like to invite the public to comment. As a reminder, comment time is limited to 3 minutes per person, and I do have one person signed up. Kathy Lemire, did I pronounce her? Did I screw that up really bad? Yes.
Lemire.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me here to speak today. So my name is Kathy Lemire. I am the city clerk for the city of Yelm. And I'm actually here today representing the Washington Municipal Clerks Association, and I currently serve as the president-elect. So normally, this is different for me to stand here speaking to you because I'm normally over there taking the minutes and the notes. So I did write down, so I'm going to read this because I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anything that I wanted to say. So today, it's my honor to congratulate Helen on earning her Certificate of Municipal Clerks designation. This certification represents far more than attending classes. It requires significant investment of time, dedication, professional development, and a genuine commitment to serving the public at the highest level. Earning the CMC is an achievement that reflects both perseverance and excellence, and Helen should be proud of this accomplishment. Congratulations. I would also like to recognize and thank the Port of Tacoma Commissioners for supporting Helen's professional development. The investment benefits not only your clerk, but your entire organization and the community that you serve. The work of a clerk is constantly evolving, as the work that you do too. New laws are enacted, regulations change, technology advances, and public expectations continue to grow. Ongoing education helps clerks remain current with these changes so they can provide accurate information, maintain transparency, ensure legal compliance, and effectively support their governing bodies and the public. The mission of the Washington Municipal Clerks Association is to promote excellence in municipal government through education, professional development, networking, and support for Washington's municipal clerks. While education is the cornerstone of what we do, the relationships that we build through our organization are equally valuable. And I can honestly speak from experience that the relationships that we build, it's such a network, and it's so important and valuable because we're not alone in what we do. And so with the laws that are changing, the regulations that constantly change, being a part of that organization, we have a network across the state of professionals and that we can call whenever we get run into something maybe we haven't run into before. So again, thank you so much for supporting Helen's education and the education of the clerk, and congratulations, Helen. Thank you.
Do we have someone that can take a picture of the two of them very quickly? Yes, we're going to get that done. They're coming.
Oh, here's Graham.
Here's a
breaking news.
Right here.
You guys want to smoke?
Yes.
Thank you again, Kathy, and well-deserved, Helen. Thank you very much for all the work that you do in keeping us moving forward. Thank you. We also received, we don't have any more written people that signed up, but we received one public comment by email from Nicholas Reddy regarding the condition of some of the port-owned property. And we also received one letter in the mail for public comment from Angela Morton, president of the Tacoma Education Association, stating the Husky Terminal tenant improvement request. We've all received those. We will now proceed in the order of the, well, we already did all that stuff. Okay, the consent agenda. Items on the consent agenda are considered routine and taken up by one motion and vote unless any commissioner requests an item to be removed for individual consideration. The consent agenda consists of approval of the minutes of June 16, 2026. Disbursement certifications during the period of 6/4/26 to 7/2/26. Check numbers 5886 to 6131 in the amount of $12,164,669.59. And electronic payments in the amount of $10,032,739.68 for a total of $22,197,409.27. And also approval of the conservation easement parcel 37D. So with that, I would call for a motion to the consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Keller, seconded by Commissioner Ng. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, commission actions. This is the business section where items are brought forth by commission or staff to require a commission vote. Eric, you want to call the first one, or I can, either way?
We can do it. We've got the first action is a cleanup, a continuing cleanup on a parcel. Melissa Kagans is going to give the staff briefing. This is a piece of property that the port has owned for some time. We've had many negotiations with Tacoma Public Utilities on the cleanup for it. Most of you have been briefed in previous phases of this cleanup, but Melissa is going to give you a briefing on what we hope is the final phase. This is colloquially known as the steam plant property because there used to be a steam plant on it.
Thank you, Eric. Good afternoon, commissioners. I'm Melissa Keegans, environmental project manager with the remediation team. I'll be presenting this request for project authorization for parcel 103 steam plant environmental cleanup. This is a joint cleanup effort between the Port of Tacoma and Tacoma Power, and today I'll walk you through the request, the progress to date, and the next phase of work. Let me adjust this. We are requesting project authorization in the amount of $870,000 for a total amount of $3,525,000 to finalize the remedial investigation and prepare the feasibility study and cleanup action plan for the parcel 103 steam plant property. The Port Tacoma and Tacoma Power are jointly advancing cleanup planning for the steam plant site. Since 2023 commission authorization, the remedial investigation has been completed and the draft remedial investigation report has been submitted to Ecology for comment. This request authorizes the next phase of cleanup planning, which is finalizing the RI report, preparing the feasibility study, and also the cleanup action plan. Some background here, these aerial views show the site in 2005 and 2026. Reflecting the history of steam plant operations on the property. The port purchased the property from Tacoma Power in 2007 and discovered contaminated soils during plant demolition in 2008. Today, the property is leased to Tote and is being used as an industrial storage and transfer lot for shipping containers, trailers, and trucks. Contamination at the site is associated primarily with historical steam plant activities and shoreline materials. Identified contaminants include metals, petroleum-related contaminants, and some localized impacts to groundwater and sediment. The results of the remedial investigation that we just completed show that impacts are generally limited in extent, manageable, and largely stable, and in some cases improving as a result of our prior cleanup actions. This timeline traces the project's key milestones. In October 2020, the Commission authorized a settlement and cost-sharing agreement with Tacoma Power, who reimbursed the port over $600,000 for past costs and also agreed to fund 84% of future project costs. In August 2021, the Commission authorized $200,000 for pre-remedial investigation tasks and in July 2023, authorized funding to implement the remedial investigation of soil, groundwater, and shoreline conditions. The draft remedial investigation report was submitted to Ecology in June 2026, just this last month, under the voluntary cleanup program, and we expect review to take up to 6 months. To keep the schedule moving, we recommend advancing the feasibility study during this review period. The overall scope of the project spans three phases. This is the remedial investigation, the feasibility study, and the draft cleanup action plan. The scope of work for this current request is to finalize the remedial investigation report based on pending ecology comments, develop the feasibility study, and also the draft cleanup action plan. We'll also continue coordination with Tacoma Power on final remedy implementation. The 800, oops, did I skip one? There we go. Here's the anticipated schedule for this phase of work. We hope to complete the feasibility study second quarter of next year and the cleanup action plan by the end of 2027. We plan to return to commission in 2028 to get authorization to move into cleanup implementation. The $870,000 requested will complete the RRI, or the remedial investigation, and develop the feasibility study and cleanup action plan. Under the cost-sharing agreement, Tacoma Power pays 84% of consultant costs plus a flat $20,000 per year to compensate the port for project management. Cleanup implementation costs are not yet estimable. The current 2026 to 2030 capital investment plan allocates over $1.2 million for this project. To date, the Tacoma Power has reimbursed a total of $2.2 million to the port. This covers past costs. We have considered two alternatives. Alternative one, do nothing. Alternative two is this request, which is advancing the feasibility study and draft cleanup action plan, which is the next necessary step to move the project from investigation to remedy selection and keep cleanup planning on schedule. Alternative two is our recommended course. We also considered environmental impacts as part of this work. For permitting, the port's comprehensive mitigated maintenance programmatic permits will cover any and additional sampling that's needed. No other permits are anticipated for this phase of cleanup planning. For remediation, this is a remediation project. The completed remedial investigation will be used to evaluate cleanup alternatives in the feasibility study and support preparation of the cleanup action plan. Stormwater best management practices will be implemented during soil disturbance activities. However, we're not anticipating that during this phase of work. Additionally, air quality impacts are not applicable for this phase of work. Our action requested today, we'd like to request project authorization in the amount of $870,000 for a total authorized amount of $3,525,000 to finalize the remedial investigation and prepare the feasibility study and cleanup action plan for the parcel 103 steam plant property, project ID number 101243.01.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to that effect?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Hang, seconded by Commissioner Keller. Questions or comments?
Just curiosity.
Go ahead.
Usually, you know, as a general rule, the Port of Tacoma is proactive on cleanup or sometimes even accelerate. But I did see the option there, alternative of do nothing. Is it because this particular project is, there's no compliance, there's no for us to do something? Or I guess I was just kind of like, oh, do an alternative of do nothing. Usually when there's alternatives about cost or how fast, but never really do nothing.
That's a great question.
I'll take that one, Melissa.
Okay.
We could always wait. I mean, if you want to drag your feet on a cleanup, you can drag your feet on a cleanup. We're not recommending that. We believe that consistent with the other actions that we've been taking throughout our property holdings, moving forward as expeditiously as we can with these cleanups is in our interest and the interest of the public. Our staff believes that once cleaned up, this property will become a very valuable part of our real estate portfolio. It's in a great location, and it's leased now to Tote, but we can do better I mean, nothing against Tote. We've got good plans for Tote. But we believe that this property will complement our other industrial properties, and it'll be a real piece of valuable property in a few years. So we want to get going.
Yeah, of course.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, our next item is interlocal agreement with Tacoma School District.
And we've got Aaron Galeno, our Chief Financial and Administrative Officer. This is probably, hope, going to be our final interlocal agreement with the school district, wrapping up some items with the Maritime 253 school facility.
Okay, as Eric said, Aaron Galeno, Chief Financial Administrative Officer, and I may be the one here presenting this today, but I really want to give credit where credit's due, and the Tacoma School District staff, our general counsel, and our security department staff did a tremendous amount of work to get us to this point. And so I am here to present for your authorization the request for the executive director or his designee to enter into interlocal agreement number 5 between the Tacoma School District and Port Tacoma for security services associated with the Maritime Skills Center and the Port Maritime Center. And just as a little bit of background, the port employs a non-commissioned armed patrol force. And as such, they will be patrolling the port-owned area, which is what the school district building sits on top of, as well as our new Maritime Center. And in state statute, there is a prohibition for carrying firearms or dangerous weapons onto school premises, with a few exceptions. This interlocal agreement brings us into compliance where our port patrol, who again is a non-commissioned armed force, they will be providing, in the case of an emergency or some requested service, not regular patrol, but if needed, they will provide support to the school district, and that brings us into compliance with the exception stated here. So I pretty much kind of ran through all this, and this really does memorialize that and the expectations around that support. So I ran through that a little quickly, but again, that is our request, is for you to authorize the executive director or his designee to enter into interlocal agreement number 5 between the Tacoma School District, Port Tacoma, for security services associated with the Maritime Skills Center and the Port Maritime Center.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to that effect?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Keller, second by Commissioner Hang. Comments or questions? Just, I think it's important that we move forward with this, and it's nice to see we're getting down to the final steps of everything with regarding the opening of Maritime 253, so it's all good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, seeing no other questions or comments, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you very much.
Next item on the agenda is the True Grit Remedial Action Construction
Project. And we're moving right along so we can all get outside and enjoy the sunny weather.
Yeah.
We're back to a cleanup, which is, of course, one of the things that we do a lot of. And this cleanup is associated with the deepening project of the Blair Waterway. It's essentially a shoreline cleanup that we need to complete in order for the Corps of Engineers to continue the progress on deepening the Blair Waterway. And we've got Kyle Smith, PM2 with Engineering, and Scott Hooten, a PM2 with Environmental, to walk through the proposal.
For the record, I'm Scott Hooten, Environmental Project Manager with Environmental Programs. I'm here to introduce Kyle Smith, who will be requesting authorization for a partial settlement cleanup offshore of Port Parcel 115. As Eric mentioned, this is an important project for the growth of the port. We've been working closely with the Army Corps of Engineers since 2022, when the U.S. Congress appropriated funding to deepen the Blair Waterway, the primary artery of trade here at the Port of Tacoma. That would enable the Corps to deepen the navigation channel from minus 51 to minus 57 feet, mean lower water. enabling the port to accommodate the largest container ships on the planet. So in that respect, it's important for the growth aspirations of the port. By removing this contaminated sediment, we'll eliminate the possibility of contaminated material sloughing into the navigation channel and allow the Corps to hold to their dredging schedule to begin the work in 2028. So with that, I'll turn it over to you, Kyle.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Eric. Again, I'm Kyle Smith with the Port of Tacoma Engineering. I have two actions to request today. The first action is to request authorization to enter into the First Amendment of Agreed Order Number DE8978 with the Washington Department of Ecology at the True Grit Abrasive Site, Port Parcel 115. My second action request is to request project authorization in the amount of $9 million for a total authorized amount of $11,685,000 for work associated with the True Grit Remedial Action Project ID 101652.01. The basis of this project is essentially we are going to remove contaminated sediment from a portion of the Blair Channel that is adjacent to the 1110 East Alexander property that we expect to slough into the Federal Navigational Channel when the Corps does their deepening dredge. And this is a necessary step to remove the contamination. That way it's not moving around when the material sloughs into the channel. So here's a schematic of aerial. Yes. Sure. Here's an aerial view of the Blair Waterway and the peninsulas. So you can see the project site right there at the south end of Tote. This is parcel 115, also known as 1110 East Alexander Avenue. You can see the boundary of the navigational channel there, and we're going to dredge this zone there that you can see right above the boundary. That's the area that we expect to slough in once they deepen the Blair Channel. Background, the Port of Tacoma acquired the property in 2007. Tenant operations from the early 90s spilled various contaminants into the waterway. And the Department of Ecology issued an agreed order at the time naming True Grit and not the Port of Tacoma as a potential liable party. The project scope is design, permit, and dredge the contaminated sediments from the slough area. Ecology coordination, interim action plan development and approval, as well as interim action reporting and potential cost recovery actions. The scope of this request is to perform the actual dredging associated with the contaminated sediments. We're also going to construct a shore-based dewatering facility. This material is not eligible for what's called open water disposal, so we are going to have to transload the sediments to the shore, allow it to dewater, and then truck that material to a landfill. Our project schedule, we are completing design this month. We plan to advertise for bids in August. We are working within the in-water work window that is July 15th through February 15th. So substantial completion we should reach by about March of next year, final completion in April of next year. Total project cost is estimated to be $11,685,000. The construction portion is $9 million, which is today's ask. And sales tax, we're going to pay about $705,000 in sales tax to the state and city of Tacoma. Here's my financial summary. This request does not conclude any investigation or design ask. This is all construction. And we've spent $1.1 million to date, so we've got a little more than $10.5 million to spend moving forward. Economic investment, this is a portion of the Blair Deepening Program. So this will allow the larger ships to call at our gateway. Permitting. So most of our permits are covered by our programmatic permit. Other permits are in the process of application or have already been acquired. We will acquire the rest of the permits prior to moving into bidding and construction. Remediation-wise, this is a MOCTA cleanup. Stormwater, we will be performing dewatering activities at the transload facility. And there will be no new air quality emissions associated with this project. Our next steps, we plan to obtain final agency approvals by next month. There's a public comment period that will extend into September, but we do plan to advertise for bids in parallel with that starting in August, and then we will begin dredging next year and complete dredging first quarter of 2027. So again, to repeat my two requests, first request is to request authorization to enter into the First Amendment to agreed order number DE 8978 with the Washington Department of Ecology at the True Grid Abrasive Site, Port Parcel 115. And my second ask is to request project authorization in the amount of $9 million for a total authorized amount of $11,685,000 for work associated with the True Grit remedial action, project ID 101652.01.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Before I ask for a motion, I'd like to get a clarification if I can do these on one motion, if I have no objections from my fellow commissioners.
So action number two is dependent on action number one.
So basically, if we do number one, number two will fire, right? So
yes.
I don't see any reason why we can't do both of them at the same time. I'll tell you what we'll do to expedite this. I hear a motion
fine.
On the first
it's
request?
Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Wilcox, second by Commissioner Ang. Is there any questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Do I have a motion on the second request?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Keller, second by Commissioner Ang. Questions or indoor comments? I've got a quick comment with regards to the landfill mm-hmm. that you're going to have me take some of this. Where's that going to be going to, depending on the contamination of the...
So it's going to go to LRI.
Okay. And that's located?
In the Graham area.
Okay. Okay. It's the same thing. Any other questions or comments? I think it's important to note that, you know, we do spend, and it is costly to clean up contaminated properties. But it's one of the things I think the Port of Tacoma does as well, if not better, than any other agency that has that ability to do that. And I want to thank all of the people that work in ecology and everything that does all this work and in the environmental, because I know you guys are banging your heads quite a bit going, oh my gosh, look at the cost. Now we got to bring that to the commission and stuff. But the reality is the end product is what we're striving for, and we appreciate all the work that you do. So with that, all those in favor of the second request, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. And thank you both. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Eric, next one is Puget Sound.
Yeah, our final action item is actually rather minor in the grand scheme of things, but interlocal agreements between us and any other local government require commission approval. And I thought about asking for this to go on the consent agenda, but it just didn't quite. I thought it was just significant enough that you wanted to get a chance to get briefed on it. So. I'll turn it over to Einar Roden from our real estate department, but this is a very small lease with the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency for a monitoring station.
Good afternoon, commissioners. This is the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency ILA first reading. I'm Einar Roden, senior manager of real estate and business development. No action is requested at today's reading. At the following reading, we're going to be requesting authorization for the executive director or his designee to enter into an ILA with Puget Sound Clean Air Agency for a 5-year ground lease at 1502 Port of Tacoma Road in Tacoma. Some background, this is a government agency chartered by state law in 1967 under the Washington Clean Air Act. They have jurisdiction over King, Kitsap, Pierce, and Snohomish counties. These four counties contain about 4.1 million people, which is over 50% of the state's population. Every day, the agency works to protect public health and to improve neighborhood air quality. And they must relocate their current air monitoring station because their existing lease is expiring. So here we got an aerial view of where we're proposing to put this site. It's right off Port of Tacoma Road, across the street from where all the autos are parked at 1701 Port of Tacoma Road. Little triangular parcel there. Zooming in, you'll see that we have an air monitoring shed, 7 feet by 6 feet, commercial grade fence, 50 feet by 60 feet, and a wind sensor pole, and also a common access point where they can get in and out of their site. Lease terms, it's about 3,500 or 3,000 square feet to construct and operate an air monitoring station. The lease commencement will be upon lease signing. The rent is $500 a month paid annually. Lease term is 5 years, and it's terminable upon a 30-day notice by either party. So again, no action is requested at today's reading. At the next reading, we're going to request authorization for the executive director or his designee to enter into an ILA with Puget Sound Clean Air Agency for a 5-year ground lease at 1502 Port of Tacoma Road.
And thank you.
I'll be happy to take any questions.
Okay, because this is the first reading, we'll not be voting, but are there questions or comments? Commissioner Ang.
Well, I am highly supportive of working with Puget Sound Clean Air Agency with regards to installing air monitors so that we can have an accurate data of the pollution that is happening, especially the 2.5 p.m. But I was curious, because a lot of the times people do wonder whether we even monitor at all, or do we just simply take it, whatever our tenants say, right? And that we don't actually take a look at what's going on at the tide flats. But it's good to have an external monitoring to improve our data and also work with Puget Sound Clean Air Agency to address this and receive some of those grants to address this challenge. But I guess my question is, what are we monitoring? What, this might be a Jason question though, but if you already have it on hand, what would that air monitoring system
look like? I didn't do that great in high school chemistry, but I'll tell you that it's something to do with particulate matter that comes out of diesel engines, and it's kind of a broader area-based study. It's not looking at what's coming off Port of Tacoma Road specifically, but more area-wide. And it's to ensure that these neighborhoods have equality so that the air quality in one neighborhood isn't significantly lower or worse than the air qualities in other neighborhoods. So I hope that that answers your question.
I see someone standing by. Just a little bit more details and also about the accuracy of this, the air monitoring systems, so that our public knows that we do want accurate data and we do know what's actually going on in the tide flats.
Yeah, good afternoon, Commissioners. Jason Jordan, Environmental Planning. Happy to help my partner, Einar, out on that. Wasn't great at chemistry either, but I'll do my best here. So the Clean Air Agency, as Einar explained, is responsible, and they are the authority on air monitoring in our region. They are the go-to. In this particular case, they'll be looking at PM 2.5 and PM 10, and then which is particulate matter, diesel particulate matter. And then they'll also be looking for other federally recognized air sources, SOx, NOx, and I'm probably blanking on one or two other ones. But the general criteria pollutants associated with the federal standards around clean air.
Okay, I guess I do have a secondary now that we brought that up. I do know that I think around since 2005, we've reduced diesel particulate matter maybe by 80%, or is that kind of accurate, and that we are at federal air quality attainment standards, unlike the California ports. But I've also heard that our area, the Puget Sound, does have a decent particulate issue. Can you kind of elucidate the difference between those two, that we've reduced a lot, we've at our air quality standards, and yet there is this still concern about diesel particulates in our area?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as part of our emissions inventory and the work, the Pacific Northwest Ports Clean Air Agents, Clean Air Agreements with Vancouver, BC, Seattle, Tacoma, and now the Seaport Alliance, In fact, we have reduced diesel particulate emissions since 2005 by over 80%. I think it's about 86%. That looks specifically at our operations and our emissions associated with that. So that's really great news, and we continue to do that, ultimately with the goal of getting to zero, adopted by the Port of Tacoma, Port of Seattle, and the Seaport Alliance managing members by 2040 for Scope 1 and Scope 2, and 2050 for Scope 3. So, and we're well on our way to do that. Diesel particulate, so we meet all the federal standards. We are in attainment, which is really, really great for our region. That means we're subject to all the potential federal funding that's available with that, not sanctioned. But still, I-5 is a significant source of air emissions. And so what oftentimes you'll see along that I-5 corridor is significant emissions. Diesel particulate is one that's certainly evaluated. But the good news is we are in federal attainment, and we're not near a threshold of exceeding federal attainment standards.
Good. Commissioner Wilcox.
Well, thank you. And since we're all disparaging our academic qualifications, I'll just drop that. I have a history degree from a Cal College, so I don't really have any qualifications at all here. But I used to represent, and still do, I guess, people that found that their lifestyle was significantly affected when the port had particulate problems. And the fact that those have been so greatly improved means they get to use their fireplaces and their wood stoves a lot more than they did 15 years ago. So I appreciate what you're doing and glad that we're participating in the monitoring that has helped solve the problem.
It's a really good point, Commissioner Wilcox. The Pierce County area was close to being in non-attainment for particulate matter, and it was a result of wood-burning stoves primarily, and the ports partnered with the clean air agencies and other stakeholders to bring down our emissions and everybody else's so that that's no longer a concern for some of those residents. It's a good reminder.
Just to follow up on that, wasn't there a program where, because they were so old wood-burning stoves, that we actually had purchased newer stoves for them?
Yeah, the Clean Air Agency, I'm trying to remember the time frame this happened, probably 2010-15 time frame, actually did cobble together quite a bit of grant funding opportunities to replace those older non-EPA certified wood-burning devices. And the port was instrumental in that. We also worked closely, as an example, with PSE to bring natural gas out to some of those areas that didn't have it before as a different alternative heating source, too.
Okay, great. Any other questions or comments? Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we're now at special order of business, and I don't believe we have any. New business, we have none that I know of. Do we have any committee reports? And that's also a negative. Issue reports, none. We're now at announcements. I'll look to you, Eric, if you have any further announcements.
No further announcements, thank you.
Okay, commissioner announcement, Commissioner Keller.
As Executive Director Johnson talked about the groundbreaking yesterday, I do want to give a special call out to Sean Egan. I did this yesterday as well, and also Commissioner Marzano. Both have worked extremely hard to see that put to the final completion. Commissioner Marzano served on the executive committee for the Gateway, the 167 Gateway project, for several years, and also the completion project. And Sean has been down in Olympia working with people with regard to that. After I made that comment yesterday about Sean, several people from WashDOT came up to me and said that Sean indeed did an awful lot of the yeoman's work to get that done. So I want to thank you, Sean, and also Dick, for a lot of the success of yesterday.
Thank you. Commissioner Wilcox, any comments or questions or anything? Sharing? Just a real quick one. I was in Washington, D.C. for two quick days meeting with different administrations, talking about the competition we have to our neighbors to the north, trying to make sure we can kind of level the playing field. We got very positive responses from all of them. We also discussed with different agencies, or the dredging prospect we have at the Blair Waterway and how we're looking for the grant money. And it was really everything. I left Washington, D.C., first of all, very sweaty because it was 103. But also very optimistic about something good happening before this year is out. And I've never felt that way before. So hopefully things will fall into place and we'll have good news before the year is out. That's my hope anyhow. With that, seeing no further business, and the time now is 1:12:45, well, we'll stand adjourned. Thank you all.